This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Ride On Brands, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RTON. And with us today is the CFO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. David Yusefian. David, thank you so much for coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and it's an honor to be on it finally.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A today, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory. Who are you guys and what do you do?
So Ride On Brands is a Texas-based manufacturer of health products. We specialize in products that are made from the hemp plant. As you may or may not know, there's over 100 different products that are in the hemp plant. They're called cannabinoids.
Yep.
And our focus is bringing and kind of looking through them, finding them, and bringing them to market.
Nice. Go ahead.
Well, our initial product, we initially came in with CBD, but as I'm here to talk about today, there's also we're also bringing another product to the market now, and that's called Delta 8.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that earlier. You know, you guys have been putting out some press recently. I see that you guys, the last press release you put out, that you have the subsidiary called Indio Brands has come out with a new line of products. And that's one of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show. If you would kind of bring us up to the speed with that and the Delta 8 and what exactly is the Delta 8?
Sure. So we do all of our hemp products to a subsidiary called Indio Brands. And as I said previously, we worked with CBD, which is one of 100 cannabinoids. And now we moved on to, in addition to CBD, Delta 8. Delta 8 was proper name, which is Delta 8 tetrahydrocannabinol, is extracted from the hemp plant, and it's an isomer, which means it's very closely related to Delta 9, which is basically the chemical in marijuana that gets you high. So Delta 9 is the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. When you smoke it or ingest it, Delta 8 is, you can kind of say, it's a half brother or half sister of Delta 9. It's has sort of the same psychological and physiological effects, but it's almost a lower level high or buzz, as some people like to call it. Generally, you take Delta 8 and you're still a little bit more coherent than you would with, for example, ingesting marijuana.
Is Delta 8, is that legal?
It is. So what happened was in 2018, we passed the Farm Bill, and under federal law, Delta 9 is specifically, explicitly outlawed. But the Farm Bill allowed the sale of the hemp plant and its byproducts, one of which is Delta 8. And so under the law right now, Delta 8 is, and I say law, I'm referring to federal law, Delta 8 is...
Right.
Fully legal. We've brought in a line of Delta 8 vapes that has over 10 flavors. We also have Delta 8 gummies. We have a Delta 8 tincture. And, you know, we're also looking at other products that we want to bring on.
You put out a press release a little while ago, and you guys went to new glass bottles. Why? Tell me a little bit about that and why.
The reason we're going to glass bottles, you know, we have a line of water, CBD infused water, and we got a lot of feedback from people about plastic bottles. You know, some of the concern was the effect on the environment of making the plastic.
Right.
The rest of it was also, the product or the plastic leaching into the product. And we decided that from now on, we're going to make all of our products with glass bottles. We think it makes for, frankly, a better tasting product, a better product. It protects the integrity of the product, doesn't leach into the product. So going forward, we have committed 100% to using glass for all of our products.
Sales, you got to be happy with that, up 1,200%. How did you get there?
Delta 8. I mean, once we started talking about Delta 8, people ran to us, and we've just been running nonstop with Delta 8. People have so far came back with, I want to say, almost 100% positive rating on the Delta 8 products. No one that has received them and tried them has really complained to us about it not working as advertised. In addition, we're also looking to bring out Delta 8 flower, so it's smokable Delta 8. We are looking to do something called Endo on the Go, which is kind of a pocket-sized Delta 8 or CBD that you can take with you wherever you go, and you can pour it into water, drink, tea, coffee, however you want to ingest it, and, you know, ingest it during the day.
Right now, your market cap's around 19.3 million, stock price around, I don't know, 0.4 cents. That being said, what else is Right On Brands working on, and where do you see yourself in the next two or three quarters?
So, as I said earlier, Right On Brands is looking to be all things from the hemp plant. Every product that's made from a hemp plant, we're looking to evaluate and commercialize for our customers. So if we see other products and we are looking at other isolates, we would like to bring them to the market if it makes sense. In addition, on the corporate side, we are looking to file our 10K that is delayed before the end of the month. And after that, we're looking to catch up with the rest of our SEC filings. One question that we're always getting asked is, are you thinking of doing a reverse? And I can tell you that the only way we would do a reverse of the stock would be in conjunction with moving to a senior exchange. And at this point, we don't have any plans to be going to another exchange.
David, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
What I wanted to take away is that, you know, COVID was a really tough time for us. You know, the company had a hard time raising money, but we're done with COVID. Right On Brands is back. We have the new Delta 8 product that's amazing. I urge you to go to our website, Endo, E-N-D-O, brands.com, and use the product and order it. But also look at our sales and look at our upcoming press releases. I think we're working on some exciting things, and the future is going to be very bright for Right On.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Podcast is Right On Brands, Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RTON. David, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, and give us an update.
I definitely will. I look forward to speaking with you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.